This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. It's not often you hear that the comments section on a particular website is a highlight, but that is exactly how said section on the New York Times cooking website has been described. NYT Cooking separated from the core website back in 2014 as a place where readers could find all of the recipes published in the paper over the years. It went digital subscription only in 2017. Allison Herman wrote about NYT Cooking for The Ringer in a piece called How NYT Cooking Became the Best Comment Section on the Internet. Allison, welcome to the program.
Thank you so much for having me.
All right, let's cut to the chase. Why is the New York Times cooking section comments, why are they the best on the internet?
Well, there's a few factors, but I think the biggest one is just the subject matter. I think most of the time when you leave a comment on the internet, you're just kind of airing your opinion, mostly for your own benefit, maybe for the writer of the story, but not really many other people. But with cooking, there's a tangible goal and takeaway, and everyone is kind of working towards that goal together. So the fact that there is a practical application for the comment section that everyone has relevant experience with, yeah, if the moderators are doing their job right, I think that really makes a difference.
As you said, this is it is curated, it is moderated, and the definer is, according to the New York Times cooking app, you have to have made the recipe or show you've made the recipe, right? You can't just be willy-nilly saying, oh, this is terrible.
Yeah, and the fact that they regularly and pretty strictly enforce that, I think, has a lot to do with how healthy the community is there. Like, you have to submit a comment for approval, and even if the comment is, you know, funny or innocuous, but it doesn't have anything to do with the recipe at hand or your experience with it, they'll unfortunately have to turn you down.
So well diplomatically said. I think that's fascinating. You spoke to Sam Sifton, the guy who runs this site for the New York Times. In fact, started, right, cooking for the New York Times?
Yes, he's the former restaurant reviewer as
well.
He
is deliberate about this. He acknowledges that it's part of the business appeal of this part of the New York Times, right?
Yes. And he will actually, if he listens to this, probably be frustrated that by now I have not made the very relevant distinction that they're actually not called comments. They're
right.
called notes,
right.
which he believes makes a huge difference in the tone of the discussion.
Well, first of all, Sam's a listener. We happen to know that, and we've had him on. So, Sam, how are you? But also explain the difference between notes and comments.
I believe the distinction that he made was that comments are exactly what I described earlier. They're mostly opinion, they're mostly feedback, and notes have a much more direct relationship to what is being annotated. And, you know, they're little tweaks or adjustments. They have to do with amending the material as opposed to kind of supplementing it with your own take on it.
Were this not the New York Times, it would be a different situation, right? Because the Times, as we know from their earnings report the other day, is doing really well. Their digital products are doing really well. So they can afford to have people sitting there curating, actual human people sitting there curating these comments.
Yeah, and I think it definitely signals their priority. But also, yeah, I mentioned this in the piece, but moderation's a little bit of a dying art. Either it's outsourced or it's automated, so a comment automatically gets rejected if it has a swear word. But it's very rare that it's as deliberate and as much of a clear, intentional mm-hmm. focus as it is at the Times.
Yeah. You're a user, clearly, of these comments. Are you a commenter?
I am not, but my father, if he's listening to this and whose subscription I mooch off of, is.
Oh, man. Well, let's hope your dad's listening. Allison Herman at The Ringer, writing about the New York Times cooking section comments. Allison, thanks a lot. Appreciate your time.
Thanks so much.